Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Book Analyzers. Today I'll be exploring the Joy Luck Club and the way that Rose has shewed Jordan and Waverly Zhang's knowledge of their mother's past will ultimately benefit the girls' futures. I love the way Amy Tan divided this novel into four sections, chronologically advancing through our characters' lives. Each section was just as well written as the last, however, the first section is where the meat and potatoes lie for the answering of today's prompt. How does the character's relationship to the past contribute to the meaning of the work as a whole? As previously referenced, I'll be answering the question with a bit of a twist. Rather than speaking of the girl's past, I'll look at how their familiarity with their mother's past in China will affect the girl's futures. The first part of this novel is composed of flashbacks to the mother's early lives. Rose's mother, Anne May, had a poor relationship with her mother who was in fact forbidden to speak about. Anne May lived with her grandmother, Po Po, and rarely ever saw her mother. Although her mother was forbidden to speak of and was outcasted by her grandmother, Anne May longed for a relationship within her mother. I feel that because Anne May grew up like this, she wanted nothing more but to be there for her daughter like her mother never was. We also learned that Waverly Zhang's mother, Linda Zhang, was in an arranged marriage and didn't have much of a love interest for the man she married. The way Linda was married makes me almost certain that she would hope her daughter didn't have to go through the same thing and instead would look for true love. As we advance through the novel, we are capable to easily see how much Anne May values their relationships with their daughters and pushes them to have great lives. She even wanted Rose to fight the divorce that she and Ted were headed toward because she feels that staying in the marriage is better off for her. Rose's mother did lots to assure Rose made the right decisions in life and to make sure she was always beside her to help her make tough decisions. Like Anne May, Linda Zhang made sacrifices for the betterment of Waverly Zhang and her older brother's lives. Here's an excerpt. My mother imparted her daily truths so she could help my older brothers and me rise above our circumstances. As Waverly Zhang grew older and became a single mother, Linda Zhang was very critical of her daughter in hopes that she would find the perfect man and fall in love. Once Waverly had met a man, Rich, Linda was very judgmental about him, not believing he was the perfect man for her daughter, not wanting her to get in the same relationship she had as a young woman. Ultimately, it is likely that the daughter's knowledge of their mother's background, as well as the way the two were raised, will mold their own parenting styles as their lives progress beyond this novel. Once again, this has been the Book Analyzers talking about Amy Tan's The Joy Luck Club. I highly recommend you guys go check it out for yourselves if you're looking for a good read. And until next time, stay awesome, you guys.